Well, now it's my absolute pleasure to welcome back Frances Clamp for a very special Christmas do. So first of all, Frances, very Merry Christmas to you.
And the same to you.
Thank you very much indeed. How have you been?
Fine. As we said when I stopped coming in, I'm writing a book on the First World War in Southend-on-Sea, and it's pretty time-consuming because I didn't really know much about it in advance.
Well, I can imagine that, and I noticed that you very neatly got that plug-in for your book, but don't worry, when it comes out... When it comes out, we'll plug it properly. Now, you very kindly come in to give us a special Christmas one. And I think you're also coming back next week as well to give us a special New Year bygones feature. So what have you chosen for today?
Well, some years ago, just after the First Gulf War, I was still teaching. And a letter came through to school to say that a company that had nearly gone broke during the Gulf War because they took parties to Israel wanted to get people to go and possibly take parties back. Mm-hmm. So they actually contacted church groups and schools, hoping you would take a party back later. So my husband at that point said, "It says you can take a friend."
Have you changed husbands since then? Then?
No, he decided he was my friend.
Right, right, right.
So we both went.
Right.
And we joined the party for the first time at the airport, and I saw police with guns. I had never seen police with guns before, but we were sort of sent through a part to Ireland and Israel. And there were these armed police, and it made you feel a bit scared right from the start. Anyway, we set off on our journey. And when we got there, it really is a unique country. There's a strange atmosphere. Some of it seems very, very run down, and some of it is really well preserved. We went to Galilee, to Jerusalem, to the Mount of Olives. Actually, we were stoned on the Mount of Olives, but that's another story.
What, too much to drink?
Not for me, no. No, our coach was stoned. It was the first large group in since the Gulf War.
My word.
And it was some schoolboys sitting up above us who pelted it with stones, and the driver just put his foot down and raced away. It didn't stop to see if everybody was all right, because there were windows broken.
Yes.
But nevertheless, we got out of it all right. And we went to Nazareth, and we also went to Bethlehem. And that's especially what I want to talk about today, because, among other places, we visited the Church of the Nativity, where you go in and you go downstairs and you're in a sort of cave. And marked on the floor is the place which was supposed to be where the birth of Jesus took place. And then there's another part where the manger was supposed to be and where the baby was placed afterwards. And our group, there were a coachload of us, were the only ones there. And I think this must be quite unique, because usually it is very full. And then, quite suddenly, as if somebody had waved a hand in the air, everybody fell silent. And it was a very strange experience and a strange sort of atmosphere. And then another group, a small one, came in, all chattering, and it was broken. It's well worth a visit if ever you get a chance, but I'm not quite sure that I would go back now because of the political situation. It has changed a great deal. One thing we did do while we were there in Bethlehem, I bought little figures for my own crib at home, and these were made out of olive wood. I wouldn't like to say it actually came from Bethlehem or even from Israel, but it is always a reminder of that very special visit. And now, if I may, perhaps I could say Happy Christmas to everybody who's listening.
Thank you very much indeed, dear Frances. That's really interesting, I must say. I have to say, I have actually been there. I'm not to Bethlehem, but I did go to Nazareth. And like you, I did pick up one or two items, and I suspect that they weren't made locally.
Anyway. No, I think very much, you know, these are obviously for the tourist market. But on the other hand, we bought them in Israel.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what are you doing for Christmas yourself?
Well, we are going to be with the family, and that is always a bit chaotic.
I can imagine. I know that. Well, I wish you a very Merry Christmas, and thank you very much indeed for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.